Welcome to this special Hometown Alaska. I'm Pat Yak, your host today. As we conclude 2010, we want to turn our attention to the new year. We at KSKA thought it was a great time to thank all of you, the many volunteers in our community. Those of you who work at the hospital or school or neighborhood association, you give your time, your money, your talent, your passion. We have some guests in the studio today who volunteered for all sorts of great organizations in town, but we want this show to be about giving a public thanks to our volunteers, that's you. So if you know of someone in our community or some organization who deserves a special pat on the back, some special recognition, some shout out today, please give us a call at 550-8433 in Anchorage, 1-888-353-5752 statewide, or you can send us an email at hometownalaska@kska.org. So if you're in Anchorage, the number is 550-8433. If you're outside of Anchorage, 888-353-5752. So again, give us a call. Give us a special shout out to those people who've made so much difference in our community. I want to introduce the guests in our studio today and ask them to tell us a little bit about what they do. And I'm going to start with Josie Castle, who is at Diamond High School. Josie, welcome to Hometown Alaska.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about what the Z Club does at Diamond High School.
Well, we are a community service group through Diamond High School, and basically just a big group of kids who loves helping out in the community and volunteering and doing things for other people.
And what are some of the organizations besides KSKA that you volunteer for?
Well, we do quite a lot with like Salvation Army and STAR and other organizations who need a lot of volunteers to help them out.
Well, thank you. And thank you for all the work you do for KSKA and everybody else in the community.
It's my pleasure.
Joining Josie is Shelly Wade, who is a returning Peace Corps volunteer. Shelly, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what the Peace Corps volunteers do in our community, the returning Peace Corps volunteers do.
Our return group here in Anchorage has volunteered for KSKA, of course. So we've done the phone bank. And we did the Members Thinking Members just a couple weeks ago, which was a really cool experience to talk with members. And we've also volunteered for KAKM and for Catholic Social Services and a number of other entities that us as a group that we've decided are important to us.
That's great. And I want to introduce our third guest in the studio this way, because someone sent in an email earlier today. It says, I'd like to give a shout out to Gene Kaufman. Gene Kaufman has been an active part of Providence Auxiliary and Volunteer Team since 1989. She's organized a twice-monthly book sale arriving at Providence at 7 a.m. She manages the kiosk in which local vendors sell their wares and is an auxiliary treasurer. And I want to get more into Gene's background a little later. But Gene, thank you so much for being with us. Tell us a little more about what you do at Providence.
Well, thank you so much, Pat, for being here. At Providence, I've been volunteering in the gift shop for 12 years. And I've been with Providence, it said since 89, but lately it's with the auxiliary, and we have book sales and vendors for our fundraiser. And it's very sad that this December, our last meeting, we had to vote to disband. We do not have officers. I'm still treasurer, but there's going to be no auxiliary. We disbanded at the end of December 31st.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yesterday was our last book sale. Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
But I'm going to try and keep with the vendors and keep my fingers in there somewhere.
That's great. Again, we want to invite you to give us a call here at KSKA 550-8433. Statewide, the number is 1-888-353-5752. If you want to send us an email, you can at hometownalaska@kska.org. Give a special shout out to the volunteers who've made so much difference in our community. I want to finish up the email that we received from Linda McDivitt at Providence. She says, hip, hip, hooray, and a big shout-out and thank you to all Providence volunteers. A special thanks to the diverse group of individuals that share their time with Providence patients, their families on a regular basis. Volunteers stock the supplies at the busy patient care departments, bring the hospitality book cart to patients, greet and assist families in critical care in the emergency department, and so on. Providence volunteers, we can't do it without you. Thank you, KSKA, for the opportunity to publicly say thank you to our volunteers. So again, you want to call us at 550-8433 and give a pat on the back to those people and those organizations who have done so much in our community. Josie, why did you get so involved in volunteering? I mean, high school students have a lot on their plate. They can do all sorts of things, and yet you are here with some of your colleagues on a regular basis helping us with KSKA. And as you've mentioned, the Z Club helps in other ways. Why did you get so involved?
Well, for me, I feel so blessed with what I've been given in my life that to be able to give back to the community and to my fellow Alaskans in any way is something I love to do, and it's a pleasure for me. And quite frankly, KSK makes it a lot of fun to volunteer and help out. So that's why I love doing it.
And you're a senior. What's in store for you next?
Well, I'm going off to UAA and hoping to get a degree in health science there and go on to become a doctor of sports medicine.
That's great. I want to read a shout out from Carla Beam, who many of you know in town, and certainly has made many contributions in her own right. She says, an hour is not nearly enough time to recognize Alaska's volunteers and all they do, so I'm just going to pick one huge group. Thanks to all of those who helped with holiday gift program that provided food and gifts to thousands of families in need in our community. I feel better knowing that their efforts brought cheer to so many, and many of you are familiar with that program. Crystal Clark wrote us today and said that she was the site coordinator for Spinard Neighborhood Gift Program. And she said, I want to give a huge thank you to all the wonderful volunteers that came out to help. We had incredible, hardworking, giving people who gave lots of time and effort. Without them, it would not have been possible to serve the nearly 600 families in the Spinard area. There are a few people I want to send a special shout out to. Roger, Marcus, and Jen at Spinard Recreation Center. Jennifer Lewis of the Food Bank of Alaska. Captains Michelle and Hannah from the Salvation Army. Susan Kiggins, Joseph Kiggins, and Rachel Kiggins, the family volunteer extraordinaires, Heidi, Lisa, and Mark Milkovich, and another family extraordinaire, Patty Boyce, who helped with setup, Carl Curtis, who bagged potatoes in the freezing cold, Karen, who worked in hospitality, Jackie Lee, food, Marianne Gilmore, a volunteer in registration, the Girl Scout troop, who helped families shop for food, and countless other volunteers whose names I don't know but were there when we needed them. Steve, manager at Fred Meyer Northern Lights, was extremely generous with cases of water, soda, and cookies, as well as gift cards for the older kids. Costco, Sam's Club, Walmart, and McDonald's, La Mex, and Alaska Pure Water, a huge thank you for supporting and contributing to our community. No one in Alaska should be hungry, and your commitment and generosity made this possible. So thanks to all these volunteers and contributors, almost 600 families were blessed with food and toys for their families. God bless you all, and a thousand thanks. Wow. Shelley, tell us a little more about your interest in volunteering. You did time in China and then came back, and you could have done a lot of other things other than volunteer in the community. So what gives you that volunteer spirit?
Well, I think for me, Pat, it was really my first experience and exposure to volunteerism was with a hospice volunteer when I was a kid. And so kind of seeing those folks and their commitment and passion and just how dedicated they were to their cause and helping folks that are dealing with some really difficult times, that to me was really inspiring. And sort of I recognized that same desire myself to do the same kind of thing and reach out. And so I actually, can I say a quick thank you or shout out to Hospice of Anchorage volunteers? Thank you for all your hard work.
Yeah, what other organizations have you been involved with?
I've also worked with the Anchorage Parks Foundation. So we just did a park upgrade for our local park close to my neighborhood at Cheney Lake. And so that was a cool project with a lot of young folks and other people from the community that helped improve the park for us. So it's a prettier place and a nicer place to go.
That's great. Thank you for that contribution. Mm-hmm. I want to take a call from Jim. Welcome to Hometown Alaska.
Hello, I was the site coordinator at Mountain View for this year's gift program, and I just wanted to add my voice to all the incredible volunteers. We had almost 700 volunteers, and we served almost 1,800 families last week, and it was just an incredible experience. We had fantastic people, fantastic organizations, the school district, APD, Food Bank, Salvation Army, Credit Union One. I'd love to list the people, but there were just so many, and everyone was just incredible, and not just on the day, but the months leading up to the event. And I just wanted to say thank you to all the fantastic people here in the community who just really show by what they do how much they care. And thanks for the opportunity to let me express my thanks. It was an incredible experience to be part of, and it's just another humbling reminder of the great community we live in, and thank you.
Jim, thank you for calling, and thank you for that support, and thanks to all the volunteers who helped with that program. Gene Kaufman, it says, has volunteered for 54 organizations in Anchorage since coming here in 1953. Volunteering in Providence since 1981, some of the other groups, Adopt a Road, Anchorage Museum, Fraternal Order of Alaska State Troopers, Volunteers of America, Salvation Army, United Way, Walk for Hope. I could go on and on. We could take it the whole program, Gene, just talking about the work that you've done in the community. Where do you get the time to do all of this?
I make time, I guess, because I enjoy volunteering. And I'm so amazed that there's this list of volunteers needed in the community, and that they can't be filled, because I just make time. I don't go to bed early, and Salvation Army, I do a lot for them, and Providence is my main one.
Where was the first place you volunteered?
Probably at the blood bank.
At the blood bank. Why did you choose the blood bank?
Who knows at that time?
Just the place to get started.
But I mean, it was so many different places, but I think I've gone through three or four different facilities with the blood bank. Yeah. But I'm slowed down some. You know, I'll be 92 next March, and I've slowed down a little, but I still think volunteering is great. Everybody should get involved.
Everybody should get involved. That's right. We're going to take a call from Julie. Julie, thanks for joining us with Hometown Alaska.
Hi, Pat. It's nice to hear Gene Kaufman's voice. This is Julie Millington at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts. And Gene was a valued volunteer for the Ushering in the Arts program for years and years, and we still hold her dear in our heart. But I'm calling today just to recognize the approximately 300 volunteers that help all the organizations here at the center and the nonprofit performing arts groups that we serve at the university and different other venues in this town. And they put in approximately 30,000 hours of service last year at over 600 events. And that means a lot to the nonprofit performing arts center groups in town. And they're a terrific group of people, very reliable and very dedicated. And I don't know how I'd run this program without them, and I just wanted to say thank you to each and every one of them.
Thank you, Julie. Gene just mentioned that there are plenty of organizations that still need help with volunteers. What's the situation there?
Well, we have a waiting list. So
lucky? You're lucky?
We're very lucky, and I urge people to get involved with other organizations in the meantime that need their help immediately, but we welcome them to sign up, and if they're very patient, they'll get called eventually.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much for calling, and thank you and all of your volunteers for what you do in our community.
Thanks, and thanks for doing this program today. I think it's a great, great charge.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. You're listening to Hometown Alaska, and today's program is dedicated to thanking all the volunteers who do so much in our community. You've already heard from some who's called in. This is your opportunity to call in as well, 550-8433 if you live in Anchorage, 1-888-353-5752 if you live outside the area. You can send us an email, hometownalaska@kska.org. So again, 550-8433. If you want to call and give some thanks to some volunteers. One of the emails that we received earlier today was from Karen Zeman, who's the executive director at the Spirit of Youth. She says, the Spirit of Youth organization would like to thank the hundreds of Alaskans who nominate outstanding youth each year for recognition through our program. It is our pleasure to highlight these positive stories about youth giving back to their communities, and we couldn't do it without you. The impact of this recognition can be summed up in the words of one honoree, quote, "I feel that all I did was really appreciated, and I gained a lot of confidence. It felt special because others believed that what I did helped the community." The teens, staff, and the board at the Spirit of Youth would like to send you our wholehearted thanks. And just parenthetically, KSKA has had a relationship with Spirit of Youth going back about 10 years, and you can hear the features that they produce at 7:50 in the mornings on Mondays during Morning Edition. We also got an email from the UAA Alumni Association on behalf of the University of Alaska Anchorage Office of the University Advancement. We'd like to give a big thank you to UAA Alumni Association Board of Directors, Jeff Rowe, Lori Davey, Ben Grin, Sky McRoberts, Scott Markle, George Skladel, Eric Tuot, Lorelei Carter, Jim Hensmith, Sarah Paul, Christy Davis, Lori Bruce, and Dr. Norman Wilder. Your hard work and dedication is highly appreciated. Thank you, UAA Alumni Relations and University Advancement. So there's a big shout out to the folks at UAA for what they do. What other types of organizations would you like to be involved with, Josie, that you haven't had a time to get involved with? What are your interests?
Well, I'd like to do something with medical programs. I am looking into volunteering more at Providence and just programs that can further my medical knowledge, because that's something I love to learn about. Obviously, wanting to be a doctor of sports medicine, I'm going to have a lot of that. But I want to be a part of any organization that needs me. I just do it because I love helping people. So if there are people in need, then that's where I want to be.
That's great. We're going to take a call from Janet, who's at the museum. Janet, welcome to Hometown Alaska.
Hi, thank you so much for doing this.
You are welcome.
Well, I just wanted to say a special thank you. We have about 270 adult and teen volunteers, and they gave 23,000 hours of service this past year to the museum. We have some longtime volunteers. I just want to name a few of them, if I could.
You certainly may.
A special thank you to Gisela Murdo. She was our Volunteer of the Year this year. She has worked in the museum shop for 18 years. And we also have a wonderful volunteer, Denise Gallup, who has volunteered at the museum for more than 30 years.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thank you to them. Judy Morris, Jean Fisk, Nancy Eliason are just a few of the many docents who give tours all year at the museum. Thank you to Stephanie Neal, Opal Myers, two longtime volunteers in the Resource Center. Mm-hmm. And a special message of gratitude goes out to the folks who served on the Museum Building Committee. They dedicated hours and hours of service over several years to get the expansion built. So we just want to say thank you to them. And although I can't name everybody, if you're out there listening, I just want you to know we really appreciate everything you do.
Well, thank you, Janet, and thank you and your host of volunteers for all that they do at the museum. It's a lovely facility and certainly one of the jewels here in our community.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for calling. You're listening to Hometown Alaska. You can call in with your thank you shout out to someone special, someone who has helped in our community. It might be yourself, it might be your friend, it might be your neighbor, it might be somebody in your family, somebody who's made a special difference in 2010 or certainly before. As you've listened to some of the people that we've recognized this afternoon, they've done more than just work this one year. They've been involved in the community for a number of years. The number to call is 550-8433. If you live outside of Anchorage, it's 1-888-353-5752 statewide. Or you can send an email to hometownalaska@kska.org. Shelley, we've talked a little bit about your Peace Corps volunteer, but tell us what you did in the Peace Corps.
I was an English teacher for a group of young folks that were attending a vocational school there. So these were young folks that were going to end up in some type of industry where they would need to use English.
And were you chosen to go to China, or did you choose China?
I chose any place because I just wanted to go and volunteer somewhere that wasn't in the United States, because I'd done some volunteering here and just thought, you know, I really need to go somewhere where maybe I'm not going to be so comfortable and I'm going to be challenged. And China was it. So it was a surprise to me because actually at the time I had no clue that the Peace Corps was in China. So it was pretty exciting to have that offer.
I bet you get asked this question a lot, but why the Peace Corps to start with?
I think part of the reason was I was at a place in my life. I was going to graduate school. I wasn't the happiest person on the planet, but I knew that I had some desire and passion in me to give back. And I thought I also needed the experience of learning about different cultures. And so I could kind of combine my desire to travel and my desire to learn more about other cultures and then give back to folks that are in need. And the Peace Corps was the way to do that for me. And so that's a really long commitment, but folks that are listening right now, you can commit a day or an hour. You can volunteer. It's like any chunk of time. So whatever makes sense for you.
What was your commitment to the Peace Corps?
It was 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
And you got there and you said, I was happy where I was. I was happy where I was. No?
Yeah, I was. Well, I was happy in China and at the many different locations that I got to travel around at the school. I think I was happier once I got to China and realized that it was difficult, but difficult in the right way.
So how did that make you think about volunteering when you came back, or did it?
Oh, absolutely. Because I came back and went back to grad school and found a better place and decided that part of that experience needed to be giving back in the United States in the form of being an AmeriCorps VISTA volunteer. So I kind of continued that volunteer experience with a big commitment for a year to AmeriCorps VISTA. And then now I do the kinds of stuff that we were talking about earlier with KSKA and Parks Foundation. And adding to my list is the American Cancer Society and the Anchorage Senior Center. I would like to volunteer there,
yeah,
both locations.
Okay. I want to read a shout out from Judy Millington, who's at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts. She says, I would like to thank the volunteers at SPCA, that's the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, for their hours of labor and their cheerful greetings when I unload them at the thrift shop. So thank you, all the volunteers at SPCA. That's from Julie Millington. Thank you for that, Julie. You're listening to KSKA. Special shout out to volunteers, special thank yous to those people who've made so much difference in our community. You can call at 550-8433 or 1-888-353-5752 if you're outside the community. And you can send us an email at hometownalaska@kska.org. And let's see, we've gotten an email here that the Anchorage Public Library is grateful for the support of the more than 400 people who volunteer for us every year. Some of you are here week after week throughout the year doing a variety of tasks, while others consistently show up for huge annual events such as the book sale and reading rendezvous. Also thanks the members of the boards of the Friends of the Library, the Anchorage Library Foundation, and the Library Advisory Board. All of our volunteers, each in their own particular way, invest their life energy in enhancing our libraries. Our community is much richer because of their dedication. So that's from Tony McPherson, who has written us about the work that many of the volunteers do at the library. We are going to now take a call from Harry, who wants to give a special thank you or shout out. Harry.
Hi, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in today.
Hey, I'm fortunate enough to work with Habitat for Humanity here in Anchorage, and we are almost entirely a volunteer-run organization. We have a very small staff, but we do some tremendous work in town, and so in particular, I'm very fortunate to work with we have over 1,500 volunteers this year, volunteer person days donated to the building of our homes. And so it's just such a substantial effort and a really a tremendous impact that's made on this community, and we really couldn't do it without them. But in particular, I would like to send my appreciation to a handful of just rock star volunteers. We call them super volunteers around here. that really kind of make our operation possible in Anchorage, if that's possible. May I?
You certainly may. Sure.
First and foremost, we need to tip our hat to Dave Wallace, who just this summer and fall alone on our construction site as a site supervisor donated over 1,200 hours to our operation. And that's in addition to the work he does as a tutor in the schools and also as kind of a help with our project management in the off season. Also, out in our office repeatedly is Larry Grady and Beth Sprano and several other folks that kind of help us with the day-to-day operations. But in addition to that, we also have folks out in local businesses like Kathy Kleinhens with Fidelity Title, who's been helping us with our closings for over 8 years, and Robbie Robinson, who this year helped us as our expediter, getting materials to our sites and picking up permits and all that sort of stuff. He drove over 2,000 miles for us this year. And so to all those folks and all the other hundreds and hundreds of volunteers in Anchorage that make it possible for us to do what we do, all I can say is thank you so much.
Harry, what is it about the experience with Habitat that that makes people want to come back or continue that work, which is very important in our community and communities throughout the United States?
Well, thank you. I think that it's the tangible nature of some of the work that people can do here, being able to really see the progress that's being made day after day on our job site, and to meet the families that are walking into our office, and to see the growth of those families over the course of the year while they're building their own home with the volunteers. I think that might be one of the major contributing factors to why volunteers keep coming back year after year. We're also fortunate to have volunteers that do volunteer vacations and come to Alaska from out of state and out of country to volunteer with Habitat. And I think they're also looking for kind of the Alaska community experience, and I think they get that here.
That's great. Well, thank you, Harry, and thank your organization, and thanks to all your volunteers who help make this community a better place.
Well, thank you. This is a great show. I really appreciate it.
We're going to take a break here in a moment. You've been listening to Hometown Alaska. It's a special program dedicated to thanking our volunteer community and our individual volunteers. So if you'd like to call and thank them, give them a pat on the back. You know, these people who you worked with for years, who get up early in the morning to be with your organization. They give up their weekends. They come in late at night. Sometimes they make a small contribution. Sometimes they make a big financial contribution. The people who, without them, your organization wouldn't be able to do all the many and great things that it does. So call us at 550-8433 if you're in the Anchorage area, or 1-888-353-5752, or send us an email to hometownalaska@kska.org.
If you missed part of today's program, or if you'd like to listen again to Hometown Alaska on KSKA, the program repeats tonight at 7 on FM 91.1. Remember, tonight's rebroadcast is recorded and will not be taking phone calls. A copy of Hometown Alaska will be available this afternoon on our website at kska.org. This is KSKA Anchorage.
You're listening to Hometown Alaska. I'm Pat Yak, your host this afternoon, and with me are Josie Castle of the Diamond Z Club, and Shelley Wade, who is with the Return Peace Corps volunteers, and Gene Kaufman, who has contributed in so many ways to so many organizations, primarily but not exclusively at Providence Hospital. The show is about saying thank you to our volunteers in our community. If you'd like to call and say thank you, give some special recognition, you can. 550-8433 in Anchorage, or 888-353-5752 if you live outside the area, or you can send us an email at hometownalaska@kska.org. One of the emails we received from Dale in Anchorage says, volunteers who help clean up Anchorage roads and highways during the snow-free times deserve a big thank you. And we cannot forget the visitors' log cabin downtown, which operates all summer, 7 days a week, with volunteers. And if you've never been there, as a visitor or taking your visitors to the Anchorage area, you should take them down there to the log cabin and introduce them to Anchorage that way. Gene, we've been talking about volunteerism and why people volunteer. I'm sure that you have been touched by the work that you have done. But is there one memorable story that you feel like when you came home that night as a result of being a volunteer, you said, I'm glad I was a volunteer today?
There's quite a few stories like that, but I think one was at Providence. I was in my clown outfit with the clowns of the Shrine Ladies, and a lady was there, and apparently her grandson was in an accident, and she was feeling very bad. So I said, oh, you need a hug. So I hugged her in my clown outfit, and we talked for a while. I've got the nicest letter from her, several letters, how much I helped her that day.
Something,
so that's one thing.
Oftentimes it's something simple like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just a hug.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It helps a lot.
Were you a clown that day or were you Jean?
I was. No, yeah. I was Clown Buttons.
A Clown Buttons.
I used to go every Friday to Providence and nurses would say, must be Friday, here comes Buttons. So there's quite a write-up here about me and the hours I spend in pediatrics and with the patients and pictures and everything.
Well, I guess it's one thing. It's one thing to get a hug, but to get a hug from Buttons, a clown, is must be very special. Not many people get that.
It was to that lady that day, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did lots of that.
This is an email from Rachel. She says, "I want to thank all the great people who volunteer for Alaska Dog and Puppy Rescue. We wouldn't be able to rescue a single puppy without any of them. I'd also really like to thank all the veterinarians who help us out, either by giving us a discounted price on procedures or by donating their time. Special thanks to the two young women who rescued a litter of puppies from the cold and drove 6 hours to bring them to us. They're all alive and well because of these wonderful ladies." These are the types of stories that if you live in our community, you are aware of because the men and women who give their time, give their talent, and give their treasure to making our community a better place to live. We're going to take a call from Mike. Mike, welcome to Hometown Alaska.
Hello, this is Mike. My wife is Chinese, and the Alaska Chinese Association and the Asian Alaskan Cultural Association, our center here in Anchorage, are great multiple community organizations that support the Asian community. And one of the really big spark plugs behind the Alaska Chinese Association, and he just recently resigned from the board of the Asian Alaskan Cultural Center, was a guy named Ed Chan. Now, that guy spends probably every week at least 20 hours volunteering to support the Asian community. He works full-time over at HFC and almost full-time at his volunteer things, and I really appreciate that. I just would like somebody to recognize that guy because I think he's vital to the Asian community here.
I've asked this question a couple of times. What makes people want to be involved in this organization?
Well, I don't know. For Ed, I think that he's, you know, people that come to America from Asia, they become Americans, and he's 100% American, but his family and his culture in China, in around Hong Kong area, that's really important, too, and it's an important thing for Americans to know these different cultures that come into our community and make a melting pot. So I think it's for the sense of community. I think you have to help to build that sense of community, and Ed's one of the best examples of somebody that doesn't just sit there and go to functions and hoorah around. He actually gets his hands dirty and works on things.
And makes a difference.
Yes, I think so. And I think there's a great deal of satisfaction in that, don't you?
I do. I think that's what people feel. As if they've made a difference in sometimes what might be a very simple thing, like what Gene was describing. But that little difference can make a big difference to a lot of people. Sometimes people's lives are changed by that. Sometimes they get new directions. Sometimes they get new hope. Some of it's just the pure joy of being involved.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Well, The Alaska Chinese Association will have its New Year's Chinese New Year's festival this year, and I'll bet that volunteers like Ed put in hundreds of hours each year making this a big success. It'll be at East, and it's in February, early February, and I think that that's selfish for him because that's a huge event in the Chinese culture, this Lunar New Year. And so maybe there's a degree of selfishness, but it's a great, wonderful thing because he shares that with a lot of people that could never go to Hong Kong or China or Taiwan or any of the other Chinese countries to enjoy the celebration. And that makes the whole community here in Anchorage more understanding of those really old and wonderful cultures.
That's great. Well, Mike, thanks for calling us today on Hometown Alaska. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your show. It's really interesting. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a call from Maynard. Maynard, welcome to Hometown Alaska.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm calling about all of the members of the Civil Air Patrol that are stationed all across Alaska and all the way around the United States itself also.
Are you a member of the Civil Air Patrol?
Yes, I am. I've been a member since 1980.
Yeah, what made you join?
I was actually living in a little village called Selawik and was flying at that time and found that we had people there who were missing, and I had an aircraft, and I started flying search for them and then found out about the Civil Air Patrol and how I could become more involved with that. Moved into Nome, where I became the commander of the local squadron there.
Are you here in Anchorage now?
Well, I live in Palmer.
In Palmer, yeah. What's some of the work that is done here in the Anchorage area by the Civil Air Patrol?
Well, we have three squadrons four in the big Anchorage Bowl itself. There's ones that are at the Birchwood, and we have one at Merrill Field and one out at Elmendorf, and then we have a newer one up in the valley basically with the cadets. But it's aircraft are supplied through the federal government for us to fly and do training in, and we go through the search and rescue program, and there with training that is paid for by the federal government as a special appropriations, and then the money is handled through the Air Force. But everyone is a volunteer and volunteers all of their time. We're called up day and night and to go out and search for aircraft or missing boats, missing people who have gotten off of trails. A lot of in the villages, we do a lot of searching for missing snow machiners. Used to be more rescue involved with it, but now there's a little less rescue with it because we have access to some of the different agencies, the state troopers, the military, they can come in with helicopters and do the rescue. But still, out in the villages, some of our aircraft, the Beavers, are equipped with skis, and we can actually land and assist in finding, if we do find someone there.
What made you join the Civil Air Patrol? What led you to this organization?
Well, again, like I said, it was basically the reason I joined it was I felt that if something went wrong in my own flying, I definitely wanted someone to come out and try to assist me. And so I thought, well, and the way I could help make sure that there were people who could assist me or to assist my friends would be to volunteer for it and to assist in the training. I'm a flight instructor, and I'm one of the flight instructors for the Civil Air Patrol, training people to fly in the search and rescue mode that we do fly in and trying to make it as safe and functional unit as we possibly can. Here in Alaska, we've got at the present time 771 senior members, and we've got 236 cadets. It's for those people who aren't familiar with it, it's the cadet program is similar to like the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, but we don't separate the boys and the girls separately, but we put them together. and they get a lot of very good training for leadership training, academic training. We have students who have continued on, been accepted into the different military academies, and it's definitely assisted them in their academic endeavors and is just becoming better citizens of our country.
Well, thank you for calling and sharing that story with us and sharing the work that the Civil Air Patrol does for our community.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for the show. Bye.
Great, thank you. We have a call, an email from Diana saying, I want to give a terrific shout-out to Mary Sagelhorst for her volunteerism and particularly her philanthropy to many nonprofits. Her 2010 year-end giving just awarded the Abused Women's Aid in Crisis a monetary donation that will allow us to again open the doors to a community donation center. We will be able to research donation center warehouse space and open our doors to those who need clothing and startup items for beginning a new life. Our volunteers can again gear up to staff the donation center. Thank you, Mary. So thank you, Anchorage. You're listening to KSKA's Hometown Alaska, in which we are thanking volunteers and giving special recognition to them. If you'd like to call and join the conversation, you can by calling us at 550-8433 in Anchorage or 1-888-353-5752 statewide, or you can send us an email at hometownalaska@kska.org. So you can call or send us an email. Josie, what are other organizations at Diamond that involve themselves in the community?
Well, we have two at Diamond. The Z Club and Key Club are both community service organizations. And then we also have a community, an organization that works on recycling and whatnot inside the school to help better the environment. But Key Club and Z Club are the two main ones at Diamond as far as getting out in the community and volunteering and helping people.
Do you know what led the Z Club to KSKA?
I don't. We get an array of organizations that need our help volunteering, and then they put the little posters up on the board for here, pick which one you'd like to do. And my friends and I all said, oh, phone bank at KSK, that sounds like a lot of fun. And since the first time, we've been coming back every time because we absolutely love it.
How many times have you been a volunteer here, do you know? It seems like every time I turn around, you and your friends are here, which is great. We love it. Thank you.
Yes, I think so. I want to say three times, I think.
Yeah,
three
and sometimes you pull the Saturday morning shift, which you should get a double gold star for being here on a Saturday morning, because Saturday mornings for high school teenagers, that is not the time which you would think they would be up in the community volunteering.
No, it's like gold for sleep time.
Well, thank you. Let me share with our friends here in the studio and for those of you who are listening some of the work that volunteers do here for us at KSKA. We have volunteers that come in and help with mailings. We've calculated they do about 250 hours of coming in and helping us with the various mailings that you may get at your home, asking for your support or thanking you for your support. We have as many as 35 volunteers like Josie and like Shelley who come in and help with our pledge drives and telling you more about the work that KSKA and APRN and KAKM do in our community. Some of the groups other than the Z Club and the Return Peace Corps volunteers have included a wide range of organizations: Catholic Social Services, Alaska World Affairs Council, the Institute of Social and Economic Research, the Anchorage Adventurers Meetup Group, the Alaska Dirt Divas, one of my favorite groups that come in and help, Merrill Lynch, the First Congregational Church, Siri, the Anchorage Weavers and Spinners Guild, the Providence Alaska Foundation, the Pacific Northern Academy, the Anchorage East Rotary, the Alaska Shriners, the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, another one of my favorite groups, the Rage City Roller Girls. I keep asking that when we have them come in, I want them to come in their outfits because they're absolutely delightful. They bring so much energy to the phone bank. the Alaska Center for the Environment, ACE, the Alaska Sailing Club, which sometimes come in dressed as pirates, which is great to have them here helping out, Thompson & Company Public Relations, the NJROTC, that's the Naval Junior ROTC from Service and Diamond High Schools. These are some of the organizations that come and help KSKA with our pledge drives, with our phone banks, and all sorts of activities during the course of the year. We want to thank them for the work that they do. So you can call KSKA today and give a shout out to those special folks that you are aware of who've made such a powerful and helpful contribution in the community by calling 550-8433 or 1-888-353-5752 if you live outside the Anchorage area, or you can email us at hometownalaska@kska.org, and we'll be happy to read one from Eleanor. She says, we have 273 volunteers that help in the actual boys and girls clubhouses with over 5,000 hours. That's 273 volunteers that help in the actual boys and girls clubhouses with 5,000 hours. We have approximately 75 athletic volunteers that coach volleyball, soccer, football, and hockey. We have at least 150 volunteers that dedicate long weekend hours helping put on events like the auction and the Brewfest. Boys clubs and girls clubs rely on our dedicated volunteers daily to help out with direct youth support. So we want to thank all of you, and we want to send out a shout out to two special volunteers. Our volunteers of the year for 2009, Ernie Barnett, who gave countless hours in the technology department, and Mrs. Sherilyn Teague, who donated hours of homework help in the Eagle River Clubhouse. So a shout out to Ernie Barnett and to Sherilyn Teague for their work with boys clubs and girls clubs here in Anchorage and the Eagle River area. So thank all of you and thank Alaska's youth. You're listening to KSKA, and a special thank you to volunteers. We have in the studios with us today Josie Castle of the Diamond Z Club, Shelley Wade, who is with the Return Peace Corps volunteers, and Gene Kaufman, who's volunteer. Gene, is there an organization that you have not volunteered for in town?
If there is, I haven't thought of it. Right. Sometimes I wish I was triplets.
Well, you know, this is radio, so you can't see how elegantly Jean is dressed on this December afternoon, but she is wearing a number of the her nameplates from some of the organizations that she works for. Read some of the organizations
here,
that are on your nameplate. Shelley,
I'll read them for you. Yeah. So I see Hospice of Anchorage. I see the Anchorage Convention and Visitors Bureau, Providence, Alaska, Partners for Progress. Oh, who I work with those guys, actually. Let's see, AARP, Museum, Anchorage Museum, Anchorage Senior Center. This is quite a list here. The Pioneers of Alaska Auxiliary, number 4. What am I missing here, Jean? Let's see.
The museum. Salvation Army, a lot.
The Center for Performing Arts, the Alaskan Prospectors Society, St. Mary's Episcopal Church.
IRS retired Senior Volunteer Program.
There's a lot here.
That's over 30 years.
And put an apostrophe on all that, Shelley. Read what Jean's T-shirt says.
Oh, yes. It says, at my age, I've seen it all, I've heard it all, I've done it all, I just can't remember it all.
So true.
Remarkable, Jean, just remarkable. We have an email from Heather, and she wants to give a shout-out to the volunteer ushers in the arts and to Julie Milligan for organizing them, to the volunteers from civic and religious organizations who distribute food to the needy year-round from Rotary's Mobile Food Pantry, to all those who coach and support our youth, to all those who pitch for KSKA, and especially Rich Dyson for his recent stint. Yes, Rich has been coming in before dawn to help with the morning show, and he has been doing a great job for us, along with Ed Ratliff, who for many years has been coming in and doing that great work for us. So thanks. I want to add my thanks to Rich and to Ed for the work they do for us. And finally, thanks to our public servants, though you may not always agree with them, they work hard on your behalf. So thank you for writing us, Heather, and sharing those thank yous and shout-outs to those various individuals and organizations. You can call us at 550-8433 if you live in Anchorage to say thank you, volunteers, or by calling 1-888-353-5752 statewide. Or you can send us an email to hometownalaska@kska.org. Yippee for volunteers. I know who this is. I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to come in and pull rank and say, yippee, it's Friday. This is from Beatty Trantina, whom I don't know if anybody who doesn't know who Beatty Trantina is, but Beatty is the program director here at KSKA. A big thanks to those who volunteer their time with the local and state court systems, with the literacy projects in Anchorage, and producing programs on KSKA. You are the best. And you're right, Beatty, they are the best. So thank you for that email. Shelley, what are you doing outside of the Peace Corps work that you do and some of the volunteer work that you do?
Some of the other stuff that I've been doing is like the Anchorage Parks Foundation group that I mentioned. But one of the other things I do is contribute financially to a lot of different organizations that are important to me. And so I think it's the combination of the work that I'm doing with the Anchorage Return Peace Corps group and some of the things that I can do as an individual and the financial contributions, all those things I hope have some impact. And it's, you know, it's a small group of organizations for me, but they're all organizations that I feel really passionate about. There's something important in the work they do or the people that they're serving that make those efforts really important.
That seems to be a common denominator, is define your passion, what you're passionate about. Not everyone's passionate about the same things, but we're really blessed to be in a community with a lot going on in a lot of different places. And I think the other thing that's important, too, is that we've paid special note to those folks who have given extraordinary amounts of time, and there's certainly people in our community who've given extraordinary amounts of money to things. But I am guessing, and those of you who have been involved in these organizations, correct me, but it seems like the backbone of a lot of organizations is the person who can come in now and then, who can make a small contribution, or it would seem small. I wouldn't say small contribution. That's not fair. But they've decided that a $5 check is as important as the $500 check, and the weekend afternoon is as important as an extended period of time. So, what's been your personal experience in working in the community like that, Josie?
Well, for me, as far as KSK phone bank drives go, I love to hear the people. I mean, obviously, I love to get the big donations, but I love to get absolutely any donation. And my favorite part of the phone banks is getting to ask the caller why they love KSKA. And to hear those responses of how it makes such a difference in their lives and how they love it and they listen to it all the time and it gives them the truth and they don't know what they'd do without it, hearing that just warms my heart. And then I leave there thinking, wow, I really made a difference and I really had fun today, and I love to hear why people love KSKA.
That's great. What about, what's been your experience, Shelley?
I mean, the same thing. I mean, I'm looking at this list of volunteer opportunities in the Anchorage Daily News from the Sunday paper. It looks like Jean brought in. And I mean, all these folks, any from the small donation of time to the big donation of money, I think all of those things are absolutely critical to the foundation of a lot of these entities. And so what's cool is we have the opportunity to provide our assistance or volunteer at any level. These folks aren't going to turn you away if you say, well, actually, I just have a couple hours on Wednesday morning. They'd be very excited to hear that you have those 2 hours.
I bet. It doesn't seem like a lot, but when you're trying to recruit somebody, two hours is a big deal.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a call from Amy. Thank you for calling Hometown Alaska.
Hi, how are you?
We're great.
Great. I just wanted to give a shout out to all the parents and businesses and all the folks who help out Pacific Northern Academy. We are a local independent school, and we could not be around without the help of everyone who has helped us with our auction and the huge number of hours that the parents put in, from getting, you know, artists to come in and make presentations to our kids or help them with art projects, or creating our auction. It's a community event, and I just really appreciate everyone taking an interest in education and this particular part of independent education in Alaska. I really appreciate it.
I've asked this question to a number of people here who've called in or here in the studio. What makes people want to get involved? What brings them to wanting to volunteer?
I think there are a lot of different things. And for education, it's a little bit different than for other places. For parents, obviously, they want to have a voice or an impact or a part in the play of their kids' education. For people outside the community, they really value having an independent school in the community, and they love that. For people who come in and help out with art projects or anything else in that realm, I think it's because they love giving back to the community and they like working with kids. So I think it can be so many things. When you're working specifically with kids, you're touching a whole different realm of people, and you know, as you know, with volunteering, people, it has to call to their heart, and there's something for everyone, and I'm just especially appreciative of the people who find education something that they want to help out with.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling, and thank you for sharing that story with us.
Great, thank you.
Take care. You're listening to a very special Hometown Alaska, in which we've been dedicating the hour to thanking volunteers and volunteer organizations in our community. We have a few minutes left, but we can take your call at 550-8433 or 1-888-353-5752 if you live outside the Anchorage area, or you can send us an email to hometownalaska@kska.org. Gene, let me ask you, if you were going to write a book about organizing volunteers, if you were put in charge of organizing something, what would be some of the secrets that you would include in your book?
Oh, that's a hard question.
Bring good chocolate fudge. Gene came to the program this afternoon with a plate of fudge.
I get such a joy out of volunteering and people that I think it's great for anyone that has the ability and health. You know, I thank God for my health that I can get out and do and work at all these places. But to organize a group, I don't know. I'm just one of the. I'm a little fish in a big pool.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Well, it may be your enthusiasm. You know, I think enthusiasm is infectious.
Well, it could be, yeah.
You know, they see somebody who enjoys what they're doing,
who
appreciate the contribution they can make, and I think that leads
people
to say, well, I can do that.
Yeah, I hate people to say, oh, I got nothing to do, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Oh, that's impossible.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I know. I've been at the airport and the visitor center for, 29 years, and just with people there. And even that, you know, I made a friend, the little girl from Hong Kong. She sends me gifts and everything, you know.
Wow.
I don't know.
We'll have to come back.
It's just great.
We'll have to come back to that story. We'll have to have you back, Gene and Shelley and Josie. Thanks, all of you. Josie Castle, Shelley Wade, Gene Kaufman, everybody who called in. It's been a great hour. It's been a great year. Thank you, volunteers. Next week, a four-part recorded series called Faces of Alaska debuts on KSKA and KAKM Channel 7 television. Host Kathleen McCoy will talk to musher extraordinaire Lance Mackey on Faces of Alaska next Wednesday week on KSKA. For more information, you can go to KSKA.
Alaska is a production of Alaska Public Telecommunications Incorporated News and Public Media. An archived copy of today's program, additional information, and links to all the websites mentioned on today's show are available online at kska.org. Send us your comments and suggestions of things you'd like to talk about at Hometown Alaska, 3877 University Drive, Anchorage, Alaska, 99508. This is KSKA Anchorage.